Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Well, as we are in this series of messages entitled From God to Us, we are looking at a verse in John chapter 3, actually verse 17, that Jesus said, God sent His Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. That God sent the gift of His Son into the world, not for the purpose of judging the world, but for the purpose of saving the world. And it's just important for us to remember that our hope and our peace and our salvation is all because God decided to send a gift 2,000 years ago. Come on, can we just take a moment right now and just thank God for sending that gift of Jesus? Come on, just take a moment. Just tell God right now. Just say, God, thank you. Thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for sending your Son. And we talked last week about how this Christmas story, how it started with love, that the gift of Christ, it actually came from the heart of God. And we said there were three points to ponder from last week, and that is that God is love, you are loved, and then we must love. If the Christmas story started with love, man, that's where we need to start as well in this Christmas season. And there's also a message in the Christmas story. And today I'm going to give you just three messages to meditate on in this Christmas season. And these messages come out of Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2. And the message actually comes before Jesus ever gets here. Actually, an angel appears to Mary, Jesus' mom. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 30, the angel says, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." See, the first message that we need to meditate on this Christmas season is Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns. You see, the message was simple right from the beginning. Jesus was not just a wise teacher. He was more than an influential leader. He was the king of a kingdom, and that kingdom would have no end, and that kingdom would have no limitation at all. You see, every king, every earthly king dies, and every earthly kingdom comes to an end, but not this king and not this kingdom. And that's probably why Jesus told his followers in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." You see, in our human brains and in our finite minds, it's easy for us to get distracted by what we see right in front of us. See, the tricks that we play on our kids, they actually work on us as well. It is the art of distraction. I can tell you that our 19-month-old son, Jacob, he will take something from one of our girls. We have three older girls, and then Jake, and he'll get in there and he'll take one of their dolls. And you know, if they go just to take that doll back from him, you know what happens. He is going to lose his mind. He will scream and throw a fit. So I had to teach them, it's the art of distraction. You have to take something that he will enjoy equally or even more, and you have to present it to him. And if you can get that distraction over here and get him reaching for this truck or this car or whatever it might be, and he reaches for it, then you can take whatever it was that he had in his hand, because he will let go of that. Kids quickly forget what they can't see. But do you know it's also true for us as adults? We can also quickly forget what we do not see. It's so easy to pay more attention to or give more credence to a political party or a social media post or even our own ideas and preferences than it is for us to submit to a heavenly king and to seek first a heavenly kingdom. And Jesus knew the temptation that we would face to get preoccupied with leaders and even kingdoms of this world that we could see with our eyes. But Jesus also knew, he knew the courage and strength and victory and peace that we would find in his kingdom. And that's why Jesus said, above everything else, you should seek the kingdom of God, because it will be in that kingdom and it will be from that king that you find everything that you really need in this life. You see, there have been some powerful rulers over the last 2,000 years. There have been some powerful kingdoms on this earth over the last 2,000 years, but none of them have been able to overthrow this king that the angel told Mary about. You see, Jesus rules and Jesus reigns over everything. I want you to hear that again. Jesus rules and Jesus reigns over everything. Jesus rules and reigns over your fear. He rules and reigns over your failures and your mistakes. He rules and reigns over your anxiety. He rules and reigns over your past, over your present, and over your future. He rules over your pain. He rules over your discouragement. He rules over your disappointment. He rules over all the governments of the world. He rules over the communist government, socialist government, over the republics. He rules and reigns over it all. And the message of Christmas has not changed. Jesus still reigns over it all. But you see, that wasn't the only message of the Christmas story. Not only does Jesus reign, but there's another message, because the angels actually show up not just to Mary, but the angels actually show up to the shepherds as well. We read this in Luke chapter 2, verse 9. It says, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel reassured these shepherds. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. See, the second message that we need to meditate on this Christmas season is this: Jesus brings. Jesus brings. And there are two specific things in these verses that we see that Jesus brings. And the first thing that Jesus brings is salvation. Jesus brings salvation, because the announcement of the angel to the shepherds was the Savior has been born, the Messiah, the Lord, the Savior. And do you know what a Savior does? A Savior saves. And so we are receiving this salvation from this promised Messiah. But Jesus saves us from sin, and he saves us from the direction and the devastation of sin. He saves us from the direction of sin, because sin is taking us in a direction. Sin is actually taking us to a destination, and that is eternity apart from God. And Jesus saves us from that direction, but Jesus also saves us from devastation. Because whenever we live our lives and we live outside of the will and the way of God, there is devastation that we will experience in this life, unnecessary devastation. So Jesus comes to save us from the direction of sin, and he comes to save us from the devastation of sin. Jesus comes so that we can have eternal life with God, and we can have abundant life here on the earth. The Bible actually says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, there is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. There is salvation in no one else. There is not salvation in yourself. There is not salvation in your priest or in your pastor. There is not salvation in your mom, in your dad, in your grandparents. There is salvation only in one, and that is the name and the person of Jesus. Can I just give you quickly three truths about us? Three truths about us. The first truth is this: we are sinners. We are sinners. The second truth is sinners can't save themselves. And the third truth is, but sinners desperately need to be saved. We are sinners. Sinners can't save themselves, but we desperately need to be saved. You see, we cannot get ourselves to be where God wanted us to be by ourselves. We can't do that, because where God wants us is living in relationship with him daily and living with him eternally. That's where God wants us to be, but we can't get ourselves there. And the reason that Jesus came is because God knew we would never be able to get ourselves where he really wanted us to go. So he sent his one and only son. He sent us a savior to do what? To bring us salvation. That's why Jesus, as we've got the scripture for our series in John chapter 3, verse 17, when Jesus said, God sent the Son into the world not to judge the world, but to what? But to save the world through him, because there was nothing that we could do to save ourselves, but we desperately needed saving. So God sent the gift of his Son to be our Savior, to save us from the direction and the devastation of sin in our lives. But Jesus doesn't just bring salvation. According to the scripture that we read, Jesus also brings joy. Jesus also brings joy. Now, of course, there was joy in this announcement when the angel showed up and they said, hey, the Savior is born. I bring you good news. It's going to bring great joy to all people. But the joy that Jesus would bring doesn't stop with the proclamation of salvation. And actually, Jesus said this himself in John chapter 15, verse 11. He told his disciples, I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. That you'll be filled with my joy. Come on, the joy of Jesus is a supernatural joy. And he said, I want this joy to be in your lives, and I want this joy to overflow in your lives. You see, the spirit of Jesus that is in us, and in that spirit, we find love, and in that spirit, we find grace, and in that spirit, we find victory, and in that spirit, the spirit of Jesus that lives and dwells in us, we also find joy. We find a supernatural and an abundant joy in the spirit of Jesus that lives on the inside of us. Friends, let me tell you, whenever you realize that your record of wrong and your record of sin has been forgiven and wiped clean, come on, there is joy in your life. Whenever you come into the understanding of God's unconditional love that he has for his sons and his daughters, love that you could have never earned and love that you never deserved, but God chose to give it to you anyway. Come on, that is abundant, abundant joy, that is everlasting joy. Whenever you come into the realization that there is this enduring hope that we have for a better tomorrow, there is this enduring hope that we have for restoration, for reconciliation, for healing. There is this enduring hope that we have because of Jesus. It will allow you to live with so much joy in your life. And you need to know that joy is more than just being happy, because this is what the Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 8. It says that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. So Jesus brings his joy, his supernatural joy into your life so that his supernatural strength can be in your life. You see, whenever we read and we've realized that, hey, Jesus brings joy, he's not just bringing this feeling of happiness. No, he is also bringing strength into your life. Strength that you can make it through the dark season. Strength that you can push through the difficult days. Strength that you can do what you need to do because his spirit is operating on the inside of you. You see, the message came to Mary, and the message was Jesus reigns. The message came to the shepherds, and the message was Jesus brings. He brings salvation, and he brings joy. And the last message that we're going to look at today is actually a message that Jesus brought himself. When he was 12 years old, his parents had taken him to a festival there in Jerusalem, and they were going back to their hometown, and Jesus had actually fallen behind, and he had stayed back in Jerusalem, and they get a couple days' journey down the road, and Mary and Joseph realize, where is Jesus? So they go back to Jerusalem, and they find Jesus, and he's in the temple. He's with the teachers and the religious leaders, and he is talking to them, and he's asking them questions, and they find Jesus, and this is what Jesus tells Mary and Joseph. He said this in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Did you not know I am on an assignment? See, Jesus lived his life on mission. He lived his life doing the will of the Father. He was always about his Father's business. But not only was Jesus about his Father's business, Jesus also found followers and commissioned them to be about his Father's business as well, which takes us to the third message that we need to meditate on this Christmas season, and that is Jesus sends. Jesus sends. Jesus doesn't just reign, and Jesus doesn't just bring. No, Jesus also sends. And what we find is that Jesus handpicked 12 guys to be what we call his 12 disciples. And in Matthew chapter 10, this is what we read. It says, "Jesus sent out the 12 apostles, go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near." Jesus says, go and announce. Go with this declaration. Go with this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. You see, Jesus sent his followers out with the message of Christmas. It's the message of Christmas. It's the message that the angel brought to Mary and to the shepherds. And he sent them out and he said, go out there and tell them the kingdom of heaven is near. Go out there and tell them that Jesus reigns. The king of the kingdom is near and the king of the kingdom is here. And that king is bringing you salvation. And that king is bringing you joy and bringing you strength and bringing you hope and bringing you peace. The kingdom of heaven, heaven has come to earth right now, and the king of heaven is here. And Jesus sent out his followers with this message. See, the story of Christmas, it isn't just about a season of celebration. It's also about a reason for transformation. It's not just about a season for celebration. It is about a reason for transformation. God sent the gift of His Son into this world so that our lives and our eternities could be completely transformed. God doesn't stop there. God didn't stop with just sending those 12. God didn't stop with just sending the 70 out later. No. God wants to send you out. He wants to send you out right now into your world, and He wants to send you with this message of Christmas, this story of Christmas, that Jesus still reigns and Jesus still brings. Jesus reigns over everything that you are facing. He reigns over everything that you are going through. He reigns over every difficulty and every challenge. Jesus still reigns. He reigns over your mistakes and over your sin and over your failures and over your past. Jesus reigns, but not only that, Jesus brings to you what you could never bring to yourself. Jesus brings salvation, and Jesus brings joy, and Jesus says, I am now sending you into your world, and I want you to carry the message of Christmas. Because the message of Christmas is simply the message of Christ. And Jesus reigns today, and Jesus brings today, and Jesus wants to send you into your world that the transformation of the world might continue because of the message of Christmas that you bring into your world. Yep, the message of Christmas, it started with love. It came out of the heart of God because God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son. Yep, the story of Christmas, it started in love. But the story of Christmas has a powerful message. Jesus reigns. Jesus brings salvation, and Jesus brings joy. And Jesus wants to send you out into your world so that the world might continue to be transformed by His grace and by His power. Can we pray? Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you. God, thank you. Thank you for the story of Christmas. Thank you that the story started with love. And God, we're just reminded once again of the great love that you have for us. But God, the story of Christmas, it doesn't stop with love. It continues on with this message. This message that the angel Gabriel brought to Mary, that Jesus reigns, that He would be the king of a kingdom that would never know defeat, that He would be the king of a kingdom that would be without end and without limitation, and that the angel would bring to the shepherds in that field on that beautiful, wonderful, and holy night, and the angel would say, that Jesus brings. He brings you salvation, and He brings you great joy. God, thank you. Thank you for the message of Christmas. Maybe right now you're watching this and you say, Philip, I need to be reminded right now that Jesus reigns, that He reigns over my situation and my circumstance, that He reigns over my fear and my anxiety, that He reigns over our world right now, that Jesus even reigns over 2020 and the difficulties and the challenges that we're facing. I need to be reminded that Jesus still reigns. Or maybe right now you say, Philip, I need Jesus to bring me salvation. I've never really opened up my heart and received Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I've never really given God my life, but I know that's what I need to do today. I need my sins to be forgiven. I need to surrender my heart, my will, and my way to Almighty God. I need Jesus to bring salvation, and I need Jesus to bring joy into my life. You say, Philip, that's me today. I need to be reminded that Jesus reigns. I need Jesus to bring salvation. I need Jesus to bring joy. Come on, if that's you right now, right there where you are, just say, God, that's me. God, that's me. I declare that you reign. I declare that you bring salvation. I declare that you bring supernatural joy into my life. And maybe right now you're ready and you're saying, Philip, I want to be sent into my world the same way that Jesus sent these 12 apostles. I want Jesus to send me with this Christmas message that the world might continue to be transformed by his love, his grace, and his power. And right now, if you say, Philip, I want God to send me to my family, to my friends, to my coworkers with this powerful, life-changing message. Say, Philip, that's me. Just tell God right now, say, God, that's me. God, that's me. Send me, God. Send me into my world with this powerful, life-changing message. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. God, we thank you for what you're doing in hearts right now in this moment, that people are saying yes to you, that people are saying yes to your rule and to your reign, yes to your salvation, yes to your joy, and yes to the mission that you have for us, the assignment of being sent into our world to bring this beautiful message of Christmas. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, put an amen on that today. Hey, I want to say thank you. Thank you for watching today. I trust that the message of Christmas, I challenge you. Meditate on these things this week. Meditate on these points this week. Let these things begin to mold and make you into everything that God created you to be. And make sure you come back next week. Next week, we're going to wrap up this Christmas series. And I do believe that our in-house theologians are going to be with us again. And you're not going to want to miss that. So I will see you next Sunday. God bless you. Have a great week and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.